Three, two, one, and action. Hello, friends. It's Sam Chaney reporting for Weaponized News. Today's November 28th, 2021. And the global fake pandemic seems to never come to an end. We have a new variant coming out of South Africa that the mainstream media has to jump up and down, fear-monger, scare the hell out of everybody. Omicron panic. They skipped over the XI or Z, however you say the stupid dictator's name of China. If we're following in line of the Greek alphabet, how they've been naming these new variants that we don't even know. We just take their word for it. They're lying criminal scum. So honestly, at this point, I don't believe a damn word they say, but following the mainstream narrative, there's a new scary variant out there that Fauci says that may open the door to new lockdowns. So they're trying to ruin our Christmas again. We need to tell them, go to hell. Arrest these assholes already. I'm done. Okay, everybody should be done. We're going on 2 years. Wear the mask, social distance, be afraid. You got to be some kind of clown world idiot to still believe this garbage. We're also going to talk about alternative energy, what's going on with Iran. Things are heating up as they always seem to be. There's a looming threat of Iran out there starting a war with those guys that the global elite seem to always have Iran out there as the boogeyman that we may or may not start nuclear war with, and they control a lot of oil. Here to talk about that and much more is Thomas from Alpha Omega Energy. How are you doing today, Thomas?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you again for having me on. I really appreciate being here.
Awesome. So, yeah, this new variant, I mean, we're seeing it all over the mainstream media. And you know, the dichotomy that I saw somebody post on Twitter, they said, oh, there's a variant, but yet the Michigan football game has a stadium of 100,000 people yesterday that filled up to the brim. And you know what I mean? So you can't have a super spreader, everybody's scared, when you have football stadiums over here in Michigan filled up with 100,000 people and nobody cares anymore. So, I mean, I don't know how they play it off, but somehow they do. And that's where we're at in America. What's going on over there where you are in your part of the world with this new variant? What is the government and media saying over there?
They're not really saying much about it just yet. I saw that the South Africa health officials were getting quick to jump out in front of this and say that there's not really any symptoms to this. It's as mild as the common cold, number one. And the second thing that they're really pointing out was the four people that the WHO claimed that they were positive for this new variant were all so-called triple vaxxed people. So, you know, one injection wasn't good enough to give you immunity as promised. And as Joe Biden said, you know, you're not going to get COVID if you take the vaccine. And two cytotoxic reproductive system destroying injections were not good enough. You know, no immunity, also no protection at all. And then three, the booster, that wasn't good enough to provide you any immunity. And, you know, what happened to, you're not going to get COVID if you take the first vaccine, the second vaccine, the third vaccine. Now you've got a scariant, you know, by the WHO, which is as harmful as the common cold, apparently, to South Africa health officials. But it's, you know, boy, is it being hyped up by the mainstream media.
Thomas, I read that. I read that as well. That's a great point. Everybody that got the new scariant, I like that term, the new scariant, is all vaxxed up. So, I mean, yeah, just keep taking vaxes. And you see that one meme with the NPC, and it has all the syringes and the eyes, the head is... Daddy government, vax me harder, protect me. You know what I mean? It's just, come on, people. It's time to wake up. This is beyond stupid clown world idiocracy already. And you see them all jumping around. Oh, we got to keep the scary fear mongering, mind control, fear-based mind control program going. It's just beyond stupid. And we see, well, your stupid vaccine, your piece of crap vaccine that doesn't work. The people that are vaxxed are getting the new scariant, supposedly, and we can believe any of this garbage at this point. But even following the mainstream narrative, which they admit, the vaccine doesn't work. So what's the point? But you know, Thomas, I saw Moderna came out and said, "Oh, we're gonna have the new vaccine for the new scariant, the Omicron." new variant of COVID-19. What is it? B, whatever the stupid name it's called. They said, we're going to have it in a couple weeks. So now we just develop vaccines that should be like 10 years plus in clinical trials and safety test them. We develop them within weeks now. It's magical, Thomas. It's truly insane. Did you freeze up over there? I think you might have froze up. Oh, he froze up continuing here. Let's see if we can get, are you back there?
Yeah, sorry, a bit of an
Yeah, you froze up, but I was just saying how it's magical that Moderna, what is it called? The B.1.1.529 is the official scientific name of it. And so I was just saying it's amazing how they can develop vaccines in a matter of weeks now.
Yeah, with no animal trials, no testing at all, right? And of course, they would never do animal trials because, as everybody knows, with the mRNA vaccines for the last 40 years, they've been trialing these kind of things on different animals and chickens and et cetera. And the one thing that it did in common amongst all of them is it killed every single one of the animals that they ever gave this to. So they magically think us human animals are going to survive this when every single other animal previously has been killed by it. So, and that's why this, famous expert microbiologist, world's number one ranked microbiologist and virologist, Luc Montagnier, has been screaming that, even he's been saying that everybody who takes this vaccine is, their immune system is going to be destroyed and eventually they're going to die from taking this is what he was saying.
That guy has called it, Luc Montagnier, the French guy, if I pronounce his name right, the Nobel Prize winner. He's called it from the very beginning. That Van de Bosch, that guy has called it from the beginning. A lot of these top scientists, pro-vaccine guys now, they're all pro-vaccine, have called it. They say you don't introduce a vaccine in the middle of a pandemic, and they said it's going to cause this ADE. They've called it all because they know what the real science is, not just propaganda from Fauci and the lying mainstream media. So I believe them, not lying Fauci and the fake corporate media over here. It's just beyond stupid.
Including, at this point. Including the inventor of mRNA vaccines, Robert Malone.
Malone, too. Yeah, there's another top guy that's been calling it from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. And the former science advisor of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon. He's screaming about this also. And there's just endless thousands of these world renowned experts that everybody, so many accolades to these people prior to COVID, and now they're all banned, right?
And they're pro-vax. That's the stupidest thing. They're like, they're vaccine developers, totally pro-vaccine. Right. And they're like, but this is not how you handle a pandemic, and this is not how you handle vaccines. I mean, they're like, this is insane. And they're like, nope, you're censored, you're banned, you're anti-vaxxer now. So stupid.
Yeah. And the people saying this are the biggest anti-vaxxers that there's ever been. All of the exempt people, right? Which all of the vaccine companies are exempt. The CDC's exempt. The FDA's exempt. Bill Gates, et cetera, and these elites are exempt. All of the people that went to COP26 are exempt. All these government officials, all of American Congress is exempt. And then let's not forget, of course, the 8+ million Chinese students, and then all of the illegal aliens. They're all extra special people, incredibly exempt.
Thomas, that's another telling factor, is the border is wide open. Our southern border here in the United States is wide open. There's massive caravans of illegal aliens coming across. None of them are required to vaccine, to mask, to social distance, any COVID protocols that are for public health that are keeping everybody safe. Nobody has to follow any of those that comes into this country illegally. That's a great point. So you could just point at that. Southern border, give me a break. You're lying criminals. Arrest Fauci. I think maybe if people could get a clue that this will actually collapse the whole fake vaccine program, because they got children now from birth to 18, you're taking like 70 something plus shots if you're following the CDC schedule, and they deny all adverse reactions, autism, all this stuff, autoimmune diseases, allergies, all this stuff. They just deny it. No, it wasn't the vaccine. And we know there's plenty of evidence it is the vaccine. and the CDC schedule for vaccines now. So maybe the light at the end of the tunnel is this will discredit the CDC vaccine schedule. And I'm not saying there are not, the technology is not real and it does not work. I'm saying the way it's administered in this country with the adjuvants, the aluminum, the mercury, they are poisonous on purpose. They're eugenicists and they're into depopulation. And that's what time it is. I'm sorry, people, wake up, grow up. That's who's giving your children these quote vaccines.
Yes. And the everybody needs to realize and know, and it seems that a lot of people don't know because this information, of course, was hidden from them. But the PCR test, our reminder, and people need to be, this needs to continuously go out to everybody, is deliberately criminally frauded. This test for the 40 years history of the PCR test, it was run at 25 cycles, anywhere from 8 cycles, actually, up to 25. And 27 was already always considered to be invalid because you're amplifying absolutely everything in the sample. When you take a sample of snot from your nose, you can't isolate whatever, virus or whatever you want out of this big gob of snot. You can't isolate what you want out of there. So just, testing this and, you're amplifying this, you're amplifying absolutely everything. And then you're trying to find a single molecule of something, which is a molecule that's not, exclusive only to SARS-CoV-2. And that's why the CDC came out and they said that the PCR test cannot differentiate between SARS coronavirus and the flu coronavirus. It can't differentiate that. And they're going to stop using the PCR test on December 31st of this year and change to something else that they hope will be able to differentiate between these two, because right now it can't. And we also, the flu could just go magically missing. Well, it's not magically missing. They're not testing for it at this, in the same regard. And they're only testing for COVID, for COVID, right? So.
That's a great point. I actually have that memo from the CDC posted up at my work. So anytime anybody wants to act stupid about, oh, I tested positive, I show them that memo. I say, shut up, stupid.
Well,
I'm done, dude. I'm so fed up, man. So pissed off about this that people are still playing along with this. Let me tell you a quick story about my Thanksgiving at the place where I've been working. These people, they're indoctrinated communists. They're mind control slaves. I don't know. So we have a big room and we have this work Thanksgiving dinner, right? And I'm in the office. I'm in the accounting department, but there's an operations part. And we go into this room for everybody to have Thanksgiving dinner, and there's 10-foot long tables, and there's chairs at each end of these tables to practice social distancing. So two people at the ends of a 10-foot table, if that explains it, and me and a couple of other people, the boss, go in there, and because we already are all over this, and we all go in there, and we all sit together, like real close, right? But there's still people trying to push the social distancing narrative, and I'm seeing it in my own professional, personal life, and I'm just fed up and done with it, and I feel like choking these people out like Homer does the Bart Simpson already. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so beyond ridiculously stupid, man.
Yeah, the I really don't understand why Congress is not doing a full criminal investigation into the CDC over the PCR test, because as I was saying, the 40-year history, 27 cycles was considered completely invalid because it's just too much amplification, and then everything turns up positive and you don't get any kind of reliable sample. It's just impossible to narrow this down.
And the maker said, Carrie Mullis, right, the inventor of it, said, hey, you guys don't use this to diagnose and count cases. That's the wrong thing to do. Coincidentally, he died right before they launched the scaredemic, the plandemic, right in late 2019. Coincidentally, he died. And we know they've been using this PCR test, false positives, to pump up the case numbers. And that's the reason why we have to have all these draconian policies. It's truly criminal, scandalous. Like you said, it's a not reliable PCR test to diagnose COVID-19.
Yeah, there's never been anybody in American public health who's been, accused so much by doctors and professionals in the, the most renowned experts in medical history, you know, been accused of genocide as Anthony Fauci. I mean, he's got a 30-year, 35-year record of being accused of genocide by professionals. This is not his first rodeo by any stretch. I mean, you can look, you know, anybody can do any kind of internet searches anywhere. Anthony Fauci genocide. And there's just, you know, decades of history of this guy endlessly in scandal after scandal after scandal. Yeah. And then, yeah, here you go again. Right.
And just got this book by Bobby Kennedy. Everybody should get this book, support his great work. This lays it all out right here. The real Anthony Fauci.
Yes. Yeah. There's been, you know, documentaries exposing, you know, his, you know, criminal actions with the HIV campaign, et cetera, previously, and all kinds of different pollutants inside of the hepatitis B vaccine that was administered to gay people. People also need to know, especially in your market in Sacramento, California.
I'm in Fresno. I think you were mistaken thinking I was in Sacramento, but I'm in Fresno, yeah. But the valley, we're in the valley of California.
Yeah, you're in Central California. So in California, Steve Jobs obviously is very famous out there. And Steve Jobs, you know, a lot of people know that he was diagnosed with HIV. Well, how was he actually diagnosed with HIV? He was diagnosed with a PCR test that was run on 45 cycles. When the CDC's own documentation, which I have that documentation, anybody can get it off their website. And I'll send you a link to that. You can post that if you're going to post this. Posted along with this video, I'll send you that picture. But so he was diagnosed with a 45 cycle test. The 100% positive rate for a PCR test is 32 cycles, according to the CDC and FDA documentation. So if you want to generate 100% false positives, you can run your PCR test at 32 cycles. Well, guess what Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx did at the beginning of this scamdemic. They instituted a rule where, you know, every single testing center had to use a PCR test of 40 cycles to 55 cycles. So 8 to 23 cycles above the 100% positive rate. I mean, it's deliberate crime. It's absolutely deliberate fraud. And then they're bribing these hospitals, saying for every COVID-19 diagnosis, we're going to give you a check for $13,000. That's public criminal fraud, defrauding the government, defrauding the taxpayer. They knew it. The documents were published on their website. You know, where's the FBI here? Where's all the intelligence?
I know that's agencies? Not even disputed, Thomas. That's in like USA Today, because I remember when people started first talking about that, saying that, and then here come the fact checkers. And it's like, oh, even the mainstream corporate media fact checkers at USA Today, anybody look it up, paid for positive COVIDs. It's right there.
$13,000 per diagnosis. I mean, there's never been, you know, health industry bribery like this in the history of any nation. And then, of course, then it goes up to $52,000 to $53,000 if you put them on a ventilator, right? So they're all wanting, you know, they're all racing people onto ventilators to get this huge payday.
Thomas, I think if they run you through the whole system, COVID to ventilator and dead, you're looking at, and all the treatments and drugs in between, you're looking at upwards of $100,000 bill right there. You know, that's more than a hitman makes for killing somebody on the streets.
Yeah, maybe 10 times, right? So
yeah,
it is absolutely shocking what's going on. There's been some small victories recently, you know, the breaking Biden's this Nazi mandate that they're trying to put in, etc. So there's been some small victories coming down the line, but you know, even if things turn back and human rights wins at the end of the day, and actual science actually wins at the end of the day in America, you know, there's no telling what's actually going to happen out in a lot of these countries that are more despotic, already communist, etc. What they're doing, they're certainly not going to stop.
Austria this last week, right? Austria was saying we're going to round up and forcibly vaccinate everybody. Australia is going after the Aboriginal people, right, on Solomon Island. And it's right, getting very draconian over in these supposedly Western democracies that have gone full totalitarian biomedical police state.
Yeah, it's nothing new for the for Australia to be committing genocide against these Aboriginal people. That's it's been a common theme throughout the last couple hundred years since the colonies really began over there with the British Commonwealth, and I mean, it's just been nonstop. So it's not really much of a surprise to see that happening again, because the historical pattern is, there's been just endless racism in Australia. You know, most people don't think of it as a very racist country, but there certainly are, kind of cultural lines in there of that without question. There's more, I think, of any country that thinks that they're overpopulated, probably Australia and their culture amongst some groups, that's probably the loudest voice in the world, actually, that you can probably find screaming that they're overpopulated. And this is one of the biggest countries in the world with fewest people per square meter and square mile, right? 20 million people for a continent that's almost the size of America. So, there's just nobody there. And if you've ever been there, traveling there and driving throughout, the center of the country or anywhere away from the city, I mean, it just, you feel like you're on Mars or something. I mean, there's just absolutely nobody anywhere.
But somehow they're depopulated. We got to get rid of these people.
Yeah, we need more. There's just not enough sand for everybody, right? hundreds of thousands. Everybody needs their 1,000 square kilometers, I guess, right? Just in order to breathe in this elite world. Everybody's got to have whatever it is, 100 million acres of land like Bill Gates has across all the states. I mean, just, one state of land just wouldn't possibly be enough. I mean, what can we ask from these elites, right?
But the irony, Thomas, is that our media over here, our Democrats over here that seem to be controlling everything, I don't know how, because they're so stupid, who would follow them? But Americans are pretty dumbed down idiots. But they jump up and down about white supremacy racism all day long. And then you point to real white supremacy racism. Look what they're doing to the Aboriginal. Their skin is black as freaking coal over there, right? Look what they're doing to those people. Maybe we should get upset and say that's wrong. Not a peep out of them when we see real systemic racism. I mean, that's just another layer of the fraud uncovered, and they turn a blind eye. The white liberal over here in America are truly disgusting creatures. I don't know. These people are just.
It's amazing this time, because. There's the genocide and the depopulation effort going on, which is, has always been part of the Nazi national socialist, right? Socialists and social communists is what the Nazi party was, and what they came out of. This is, socialist communism, national socialist and communism to create slavery, elite run slavery, a neo-feudalistic state. And that's what they did, and that's who they are. Is like a, Democrats just a couple, a step or two down the road, then weaponizing the, subverting the military, weaponizing the military against the people, disarming the people, et cetera. And then you have, your injection campaign, which is run by the exact same people over the exact same families that are doing it now. They were running it in World War II, Rockefellers, the Gates families, and on, the royal families. The same ones that are over at Davos, the exact same families, Klaus Schwab, et cetera. So
Operation Paperclip, let's not forget that, where they imported all kinds of Nazi scientists from after World War II, after Germany supposedly lost the war. It doesn't look like Germany lost the war at this point. It looks like they just went underground and they're still working right now on all their eugenics, depopulation, one world government programs.
Right, certainly. Well, when you had that kind of culture and that kind of culture there, I mean, this culture of them taking over the world and, doing the eugenics and, a superior quote unquote race, et cetera. This is something that went on for more than a generation over there through the, 1920s, 1930s, and then 1940s. Right? This is a prolonged period of time where they're doing it through World War I and then the slowdown, then again, World War II, et cetera. I mean, for anybody to think that this just magically vanished into thin air, this entire culture, the generational hand down of this kind of culture and aims for the world. And then they actually went out to, 20 countries and took them over and were eradicating, you know, just scores of people across Northern Africa, these blacks, et cetera, and, you know, everyone else, you know, it put people into concentration camps after they had this injection campaign, and they subverted the medical system just like they're doing now. It's the exact same playbook. There's nothing different at all. For people that think this just vanished, it obviously didn't, and it's just not reasonable to think this entire culture would just go away just because they supposedly lost the war. And in fact, in 1945, when the so-called war was over, they immediately went to a strategy of global governance. Okay, we're going to take over the world through global governance now and enacting this. And then they formed UNESCO, United Nations, and World Wildlife Foundation in 1945, 1946, immediately. And this is done, you know, again, with the funders of Adolf Hitler, which is the British royal family. And then, you know, they had Huxley in there. Huxley said, okay, now it's going to take much longer. This is a famous quote. There's books that they've written extensively about this. His quote that says, you know, now it's going to take much longer for us to achieve our goals. And we're going to have to use things like climate in order to get people used to doing the unthinkable, right? And get people ready for that. So you effectively, like, you know, brainwashing them into thinking the world, you know, the world's too overpopulated. We need to get rid of these other people, right? They're just using this as a scapegoat. And that's really where, you know, the majority bulk of the planning for climate and the use of this entire, you know, policy, this entire policy tool and mechanism and instrument, you know, has been used for geopolitics and shaping geopolitics and achieving their hegemonic, imperialistic, colonialist goals. You know, they've used this. Now, I'm a breakthrough clean energy guy. I love the environment. I love a clean environment. I certainly want a better one, and believe in, you know, all of these good things that are sold along with this. All of these great ideals that have been hijacked by this you know, colonialism. So that's what they did. They attached this, hijacked this, these kind of movements, and then used it to enact their you know, global control, etc., and get, you know, creating.
Thomas, that's a great segue to, let's talk about energy. But real quick, yeah, and I know it sounds extreme. They're a satanic pedophile cult running the world through the central banking cartels and systems of control, the United Nations and such. To what end? One world government. But and then the Club of Rome says, to paraphrase here, we will convince mankind that the enemy of man is humanity itself, to paraphrase the Club of Rome, offshoot think tank of the global elitist. But I sent you this article. I wanted to get your take on this. I know that you're not into individual vehicles, but Hyundai now is floating the idea out there that they're going to run these hydrogen fuel cell trucks. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And will that give us clean energy? Will we ever have breakthrough clean energy on a scalable form where it's economically feasible? Will they let this technology actually loose and have some clean energy, or will we keep going down this fake path of green energy that never really seems to give us any green energy and actually is going to put us back in the Stone Age?
Well, I have a hard time believing that the G14 nations, you know, it used to be called the Five Eyes. This is kind of expanded a little bit and become more like the G14 effectively now. There's it's expanded really to 14 nations. And now is what's happening. I don't personally believe that they will ever allow real breakthrough clean energy in the Five Eyes nations. I don't believe that. I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, they've already seized over 5,800 incredible technologies out of the U.S. Patent and Trade Office, run by Serco, run by the Queen's purse, etc. So I don't believe that. Over 4,000 of those are energy and energy related, and there's a lot of incredible technology in there. So I don't, you know, I think that they haven't stopped that. They haven't changed that. They haven't, you know, edited anything of that program. And there's not a single politician who's ever spoken out against it. So I don't believe that that's going to change. testing.
Do you think there really is stuff. Like some warehouse, like on Indiana Jones? There's some warehouse full of all of this awesome technology that they're just suppressing from the public. I think they're at this point, I think that that probably is very true.
Well, I'm not sure if there's a warehouse, but there's certainly documents and certainly designs, how many of these have actually been commercialized or built to prototype or built to actual, full function commercialization. I don't know, but when they state in the USPTO, I mean, this is public record. This is not some kind of a theory from the internet or something. This is something anybody can go and research and look or talk to USPTO and find out. This is fact. So, there is a lot of technology that's been seized. And in fact, Tesla Motors, your state native, previously native, I mean, now they moved to Texas to escape the radical fascist communist of California. But so Tesla Motors, they've had technology blocked, where they've had technology that was actually on the car that they've had to then take off the car. And people have come and asked me, like, why, what's going on? Why are they having to, why do they have to take that off the car? It's such a concern investors and concern Tesla Motors owners, whatnot. So they're asking different people and ask me about it. Not many people are talking about that, but they're not going to allow it to be too good, too fast. They want slow. And as you can see in the United Nations rhetoric before Greta Thunberg came along, the young script reader.
How dare you?
Right. Her how dare you statement was actually about technology. She said, you think you can solve this with a technological solution? How dare you? Right. That was her how dare you is what she said. So it's not really she. There isn't a she. She's reading a script that's orchestrated to her by the United Nations. That's what's going on. And her father, who's paid for by the United Nations. And it's, it's been proven.
It should be obvious, right? It should be more obvious.
Hackers.
It's just a front.
Yeah, there is no Greta Thunberg. Yeah, she's just a kid. And there is no Greta Thunberg. It's a full orchestration. It's a gaslighting and astroturfing campaign. One of the biggest in human history is to brainwash the kids, to give the kids like some one of their own and this kind of thing. And
they got them, Thomas. A bunch of them. What is this, Extinction Rebellion? You see them laying out in the middle of highway blocking traffic. I mean, they got some of these kids, the youth brainwashed into thinking they're putting their life on the line here now, laying in the middle of traffic, blocking highways and thinking that they're actually doing something to help the earth.
Well, people need to remember and look into, you got to follow the money of these groups, and those are generally, most of them are not doing it on a volunteer basis. They're paid. It's paid political theater. There's a lot of different groups and charities and organizations and foundations that are giving those people money and paying them to go do that, similar to George Soros, paying all these protesters and paying these actors, etc. It's the exact same thing. That's what's going on.
They know the formula that works, right? They got the paid organizers and then the useful idiots that follow behind them.
Right. So in Extinction Rebellion, you would think by the name that they would be, maybe trying to warn people that an extinction is coming due to the climate thing, etc. But actually what they're promoting is they're promoting an extinction. They want an extinction of the human race. So they've got this subversive, manipulative, total brainwashing name and campaign called Extinction Rebellion, like as if they're against an extinction, but actually they're campaigning for an extinction, for depopulation, for getting rid of the humans, and definitely don't have children is this entire right campaign's slogan. Don't have more humans, etc. Let's make an extinction. So these are completely anti-human people, and as you can see, they're dressing up as like Satans, right? They're all in all red, and in these like ghoulish.
Those are bizarre, Thomas. When you see their demonstrations, very bizarre, satanic, dark occultist rituals.
Yeah, it is very strange. I'm all for, clean energy for the entire world, but do we really have to wear Satan suits? I mean, right? I mean, what's up with that? I don't have to wear one, do I? I hope not. So, they didn't pay me. They certainly didn't pay me anything to do any of that. These are paid groups. And they're getting a lot of different, funding from different places. And if people remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger was contributing to He gave a Tesla Motors car to Greta Thunberg for her to drive around, et cetera, like this. And there was this big pack of San Francisco lawyers that were all contributing to the Greta Thunberg campaign, and, you know, to prop this up, et cetera, like that. And, you know, I guess they figure it's good for the environment to, you know, have 18 diesel powered sailboats sail her across the Atlantic Ocean into New York, right, against all of the wind, et cetera. So, you know, at speed and on time. And I guess, you know, they were hoping everybody be fooled by that, somehow miss that there's a diesel engines running on those half the time. But boy, wasn't that an interesting display.
And the same thing, and all the leaders to say the shame Joe Blow me over here for driving my gas powered car to go to work to fuel the machine, right? They shame me, but they have no problem going on their private jets, flying all over the world, burning all kinds of CO2. So, I mean, just the hypocrisy is astounding for anybody that has eyes to see what these people are really all about.
Yes, and you had mentioned somebody talking about in government, and the Council of Foreign Relations is also a depopulationist organization. And, you know, if anybody doubts that, I actually contacted the CEO and the directors of the Council of Foreign Relations and also the Club of Rome. There's a lot of people in the, you know, it's common in the quote unquote conspiracy circles. People talk about these organizations a lot, but they don't really show too much about what these organizations are doing. They're not contacting them or calling them on the air. I wish these independent medias would actually contact them, call them, try to, you know, get them onto their shows and ask them things. That'd be fantastic. I don't think probably they wouldn't get too much resolve, but at least trying would be, I think that'd be favorable. We sent them a large number of emails to different people in their organizations, both the Club of Rome and the Council on Foreign Relations, who, you know, is a very much a, you know, pro-climate agenda, right? So you would think that they'd want to talk to, you know, the world's number one breakthrough clean energy technology innovators in space and startups and these kind of things who have, you know, novel technology that's magnitudes better than anything else. But those organizations, they completely ignored us. They never responded. Nobody from the organizations ever responded to us. And we have the direct emails of these people. So, you know, that's how much they actually care about these climate issues, about these clean energy and energy for the world issues. They don't. They clearly don't care about this at all. It's a total subversion campaign. You know, these are the, you know, representatives, representative organizations for this imperialism and colonialismistic, you know, enslavement, world hegemonic, the new American century, you know, and the one world totalitarian centralist government. That's what they're doing. They're working on this. They don't care about getting energy out to these poor countries or, you know, if they really cared about it, they'd be campaigning to try to wrestle these technologies out of the secrecy of American seizure and British imperialistic seizure through CERCO, et cetera. They'd be doing that. But there's not a single person talking about that. John Kerry is not advocating to release these technologies. Leonardo.
John Kerry's skull and bones Illuminati, man. You ain't going to get nothing out of that guy.
Yeah, skull and bones with George Bush, right? Like the best friends. Here they're supposedly running against each other. What a show that was. So, none of these people, there's not a single one, not Trump, you know, all of these people talking Nacera, all of this Nacera scam, but supposedly, you know, Trump and, you know, these people somewhere in the government or something that not a single name that any of these people could name, supposedly they're going to release all of this technology, et cetera. Trump is an American hegemonist. He's not going to release anything. He's not going to give all his... So these other nations, you know, so-called whatever adversaries of America, he's not going to give them any kind of energy. But Joe Biden certainly is helping out Iran. Iran just announced that they're going to pump more oil than they've ever pumped in the history of that country. They're going to pump more oil than they were producing prior to sanctions. And why are they doing this? Because international criminal Joe Biden is begging and pleading with OPEC to produce more oil. Meanwhile, he shut down the Canadian pipeline, the Keystone pipeline. He's at war with American oil, but he's doing everything he can to prop up and support terrorist oil throughout the Middle East in these regions that, you know, hate America and are screaming death to America endlessly in the streets. And, right, it's just
It's interesting you say that. Is Iran really terrorist oil, or are they, or is that just how the West frames them? And they want their own control of the Middle East, which, I mean, they are located there. It is their land. So, I mean, where the West is constantly invading all over there, you know? So, I mean, are they really terrorists? Are one man, they always say one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. So I had to rethink a lot of things, you know, about what they tell us over here in the West about what's going on in the rest of the world and how they frame everybody else. And as we know, that the United States overthrew the Shah and put in the Ayatollahs over there in like 1950 something. So, I mean,
yeah, it is very strange what America did in Iran prior to the 70s when they nationalized the oil. They were very unfair. So there was a lot of very strange things that were happening there. When Iran was going through a period of great suffering and American oil companies were sucking out incredible amounts of oil out of Iran, and they were letting these people effectively, you know, really suffer. And it seemed like, they had a legitimate cause, to some degree, to get, very frustrated with what was happening. And then they ended up nationalizing the oil fields. So we can understand, American interests with that, et cetera. But, if it's somebody else's country and they go and do something like that, generally going to think that there's going to be some level of respect for that country.
We always have to, the United States always has to have the boogeyman out there. And now it looks like the new boogeyman is Iran, and we don't want them to get these nuclear weapons, supposedly. I mean, I have a hard time, but I'm just over it all. With all the rhetoric, propaganda, I mean, it's just, I'm burnt out. And like you say, on Trump, Trump's a big disappointment. I think he actually was a very weak leader that put on he had great populist America first rhetoric. But I mean, I'm so over it. And I see more and more people, real quick on Trump, more and more American patriots waving this USA flag, right? That we're all into Trump. They're starting to come around and see, hey, this guy won't back off pushing that vaccine. And they're starting to see the chinks in Trump's armor. And I got to admit, I was blind the first couple of years. I was like, yay, we beat Hillary Clinton. We got America first guy. We're going to turn all this around. None of that happened. He had the power of the executive branch, people, and he did not do much and was very, very weak at the end of the day and didn't drain the swamp. And so now look where we are, Joe Biden, the fake puppet, and we're probably worse off than if we would have ever even had Trump, I truly believe at this point, because the Tea Party in the United States dissolved to nothing. That was a great, they had the Tea Party, Thomas, over here at the point of we were fighting hard against the Obama administration, against the Democrats, exposing a lot of their crimes, building our power base, getting people to see that these are bad guys over here. And then as soon as Trump came in, everybody went quiet and went along for the ride with Trump. And he did have some good policies, but at the end of the day, look where we are now, dependent on foreign oil again.
Yeah, it did seem like they're an incredible, I mean, his entire campaign and his office was being completely subverted. There's so many people working against him and all of these holdovers and leftovers that really sabotaged his administration.
But I mean, if he's a great executive, great leader, he should have fired everybody, right? But he didn't. So that's what I'm saying. He's weak. I don't know what they're scared of. I mean, if he was a true president of the United States, independent, then they would have probably assassinated him already, like they did, like they do anybody that wants to actually be the president of the United States.
Yeah, it was interesting. There was there were some people that showed up at different places that were arrested that were potential assassination attempt.
I remember a couple of those guys rushed the stage and whatnot. But I mean,
there was actually a CCP agent also that snuck into his Florida property there. As well.
I remember that. That was that's crazy. The thing is, they sent people down with the psyops, with this QAnon and all this garbage. They sent all these people down all these conspiracy rabbit holes, and there's still some of them stuck there. I saw last week they're still waiting. I don't know where they even got this stuff from, but there's still people in Dallas on JFK assassination anniversary waiting for JFK Jr. to appear. I mean, this is they're giving conspiracy theorists a bad name over here with what
they've always. Yeah, there's always been groups trying to do that. You can see them continuously on social media trying to slander and discredit in all kinds of different manipulation tactics to try and discredit, you know, people who question, people who dare question the narrative. And then they instantly lie that they're all conspiracy theorists and it's all just fake. And
well, here on Weaponizing News, we're digging for the truth. We want the truth. I don't want to tell. We're not spit. Nobody runs me except for me. That's why I'm censored off of Facebook, Google, YouTube. Okay, nobody runs me but me. And that's why I could barely do a couple shows a week over here, because I have to work a full-time job to pay into this slave debt based monetary system now. But you're getting an independent analysis on Weaponized News. And we got like 4 or 5 minutes, Thomas. Any key points you want to hit on before we wrap up this hour?
Well, one good thing that Trump did do, and this ties into what you were saying earlier, is he fired Henry Kissinger and about a dozen people around Henry Kissinger in the Pentagon. And Henry Kissinger, if people know, we mentioned this in your last show, that Henry Kissinger was involved with Bill Gates on the Theranos blood testing fraud, that scam. So they're coming up with, trying to come up with some kind of test kit that they invest in and would run, you know, for the PCR test, which the PCR test is replaced. They went with that. Even, you know, they didn't want to do it originally because they knew it was, you know, it just wouldn't work and it's not for this purpose. So they wanted to create something new, and that didn't go their way. But he fired Kissinger, and one of Kissinger's most famous quotes is from a speech he made to the WHO Council on Eugenics, which the WHO actually had a permanent sterilization agency using vaccines to sterilize people in the third world, all of these blacks, right, in poor nations, which I mean, they consider them all black, right? So his speech to the WHO Council on Eugenics, which is just in 2009, you know, so it's only 11, 12 years ago, right? He said, quote, "Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for extermination services." This is what Henry Kissinger in 2009, right, just after the 2008 crisis, he was marketing this and selling this to the WHO and all these rich elites and these health officials, selling them that they're going to get completely rich by exterminating people, right, and totally manipulating everybody. This is a Pentagon plan. Everybody needs to look this up. This is on public record. It's not, there's nothing fake about it. This is what's clearly going on.
Oh yeah, and of course they loved it. And oh yeah, and Henry Kissinger, that's an old wicked demon, right? He said that military men are just cannon fodder. I mean, that guy, you could just look up what he says, man. And he's like, yeah. Oh, but he's a great national security geopolitical mind. Well, yeah, for the global elitist depopulation agenda, it wasn't a hard sell to tell those guys, right, that, oh, yeah, inject them and they'll pay you and then they'll accept anything. And like you said, forced organ harvesting, genetically modifying children. I mean, yeah. And so we're in the brave new world. We're in old Huxley's Brave New World now, it seems, in the year 2021. And Trump, if Trump's for real, he needs to quit with pushing the vaccine. I think he may have gone too far already. His base is eroding. I'm seeing it here with the health freedom people I'm involved with locally in Fresno, California, big time Trump supporters, right? And they're even saying, hey, Trump, we had enough of you pushing this vaccine. We're not taking it. And he even said, well, Joe Biden, people don't trust Joe Biden, but they trust me. So let me sell the vaccine. It's like, dude, if that's where you're at, we can't go there. and you're on the Henry Kissinger team now, apparently, if you don't back off Trump. And a lot of people, a lot of Patriots shows way bigger than mine are telling him. Alex Jones has been telling him. Greg Hunter has been telling him. These alternative media, quote, conservative talk shows are telling the guy, if he doesn't want to listen, then we got to assume you're on Henry Kissinger depopulation team and we can't support you, Trump.
Yeah, it is interesting that he fired Kissinger right before he left, and then he's basically doing Kissinger's policy, right?
Right.
So that's a really strange dynamic. Like, what happened there? Somebody needs to question him publicly on that. Somebody needs to, you know, go after
him. We never get it out of the mainstream, quote. He goes on Hannity, on Mark Levin, on these, what is it, Bill O'Reilly, all these fake neoconservative clown shows. They're probably all CIA agents. He goes on their shows. And we're just supposed to say, oh, well, yeah, they're great conservatives. Bull-loney, man. These guys are fake because they don't tell you that it's satanic pedophiles running the thing. And real quick, I wanted to jump in there with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. She's the madam pimp for Epstein. That trial's coming out this week. We need to follow what's going on with there. Hopefully some revelations about elitist will come out with their blackmail child molesting rings. And so hopefully revelations will come out of that trial. I have my doubts, but we will see. And, yeah, and call out the mainstream media. Mark Levin, Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, they're all fake conservatives. Wake up, conservatives. They are not your friend.
Yeah, I would encourage you to send out an email or call his, you know, Mar-a-Lago, et cetera. Try to get a hold of him. Try to see if he'll come on your show and say something about this issue. You could tell him that he's, you know, losing support and you're seeing that. And, you know, he needs to address the people and you're going to give him, you know, a platform to do that. If he'd like to, I would encourage you to just reach out to him.
I'll try. I mean, I doubt if I would get any play out of the deal, but I would definitely try. So I could at least say I tried, but like I'm saying, real people I know personally, big time supporters are saying, dude, we're done, man. We're done with this.
Yeah. Well, an interesting thing. Somebody sent, a friend sent me
about the people that would actually walk the precincts, you know what I mean, and hand out literature and actually the boots on the ground that would get this guy elected are saying, nah, dude, we're done, you know what I mean? So it's like serious now.
Yeah. Interesting thing about Ghislaine Maxwell, remember the house that the FBI arrested her in? She was in this house with her new supposed husband who was implicated with their, you know, her Terramar international shipping and underwater submarine new business, this kind of thing, right? To which people were saying that that's to, you know, ship in international waters, ship the children or whatnot from a boat to boat, or, you know, talking about these kind of things. And this guy is, you know, he's made a big internet platform for shipping and shipping companies with Evergreen and Hillary Clinton's shipping line companies that she's wrapped up with, etc. But the guy who set up that house for her, through her company called Granite Reality. I'm not sure if it's Granite Reality or Granite Realty. It might be Granite Reality. But anyway, the guy who set up that company for her to get that house and control the house, etc. His wife is actually a Fauci. So Ghislaine Maxwell is actually related to, it seems anyway, related to Anthony Fauci. So that's a really
makes sense. They're all incestuous. That's the eugenics at the top. They're all interbreeding at the bottom. They want to depopulate. That is the eugenics that we see from the global elite. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. They're all in this, in the bloodline, right? The
pure blood. Pure blood. Right?
They're the real pure blood of the Illuminati, pure blood bloodline.
They're not going to taint their pure blood. Obviously, everybody knows that they're all exempt and they're not taking it. And they're
you know, the weird thing about Ghislaine Maxwell raid that it was weird to me. She knew she was wanted in the United States. Why? And I think, didn't they bust her in like New Hampshire at this? Would she stay in the United States? She could have easily gotten out, but somehow she stayed here. And now that's what always struck me as strange. Why did she allow herself to be arrested, supposedly, if we can believe any of this stuff?
I really can't. I can't answer that one. I mean,
did that strike you as strange as well?
I thought it was really strange. I mean, you know, if anybody could have gotten out of the country, it would be somebody like her, a lot of funding and a lot of friends in the right places that could have helped her with that. But there was, I believe it was Roman Abramovich, famous billionaire with his gigantic yacht that holds helicopters. It was headed up towards New Hampshire, which generally, he's had that yacht all over the world, and apparently it's not generally in that location ever, is what was reported. And it was just outside, apparently in New Hampshire, just out of Boston, etc., heading towards her ranch there at the time. And that's when the FBI came and got her. So maybe there's some communication that they were hot to, that she was going to get out. And apparently there was a helicopter and she has a helicopter pilot license. So apparently, maybe somebody was thinking that she was going to get out there that way. But, she's apparently been involved with a Brown pitch before, pictures of them together and this group of people.
They're all running in the same circles. It's just, I want to trust our institutions, but I've honestly lost all faith. They got to do a lot of good work to bring back my trust and faith in the FBI and these institutions at this point, because we've seen what they've allowed to happen. We got to wrap up this show, Thomas. Thank you very much for coming on and enlightening us. Very interesting conversation. Everybody do their own research as always. Subscribe to this channel, speak out and take action. We'll put the links in the description of this video below.